What is up, everybody?
Hello, humans.
Welcome to the Decent People Podcast.
Episode two. We did something right because we're back.
Right. We got a good one today. And we realized last time that we never said Reagan's name. So introduce yourself.
No, you did say it once.
But not in the intro.
Hi, I'm Reagan. I'm the one who interrupts KJ a lot and talks a lot. So today I'm
just here to chime in.
No, this was your idea. This podcast was KJ's brainchild.
No, we've been talking about it forever. I was just bored enough to actually buy everything. So we have to do it.
Can I tell you, I am not being a very decent person today.
What'd you do?
There's three things. I ditched class.
That.
No, but listen, they make you sign into the attendance sheet at the front. So I got there like 15 minutes before class started, signed in. And then as soon as class started, I got up and left. So I'm probably going to get...
I'm not mad at you about that.
No, you don't need to be. But I'm probably going to get the points, but I didn't actually stay.
Hey, decent people are decent for a reason.
That's a shady thing to
Nobody's perfect.
I'm just not
That's the beautiful part of this, is you don't have to be perfect. You just got to try.
Don't you think that puts a slash through at least decency, though? Like, that's just straight up
We were
going to
make some rules.
I mean, I had like four photo shoots to edit, and I wanted to...
You're fine.
Get some stuff done.
You did good in your test today, so
I did.
You're totally fine.
Can I shout myself out?
I'll shout you out.
But it went up. They curved it.
Reagan got an A on her test today.
Actually, it's still a B because nursing school likes to be rude.
Oh, is it like
a... Yeah, so in nursing school, if you get a 93 or below, it's still a B. So even though they curved it and it went up higher, it's
so much trouble.
Still a B. No, but it's okay because your GPA doesn't matter in nursing school anymore. No hospital, when they go to hire you, is going to be like, what was your GPA
in nursing school?
I love how we both went lower. Anyways, I got a 90. It got curved up to a 92, and I'm just glad it's over.
I feel you.
Okay. So, the two other things that I did?
Oh, let's
hear it. I told our future sister-in-law, your brother's fiance, that I would stop drinking soda with her.
Sitting right next to me.
44-ounce Diet Dr. Pepper. And I had a little bit of road rage today. So.
Oh, that is such a normal thing. Babe, I have road rage
you
10 times a day.
But I have like guilt complex times 1,000. Nah. I look at somebody the wrong way and I'm like...
You'll get over it.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Anyway, before we begin, I promised Reagan a surprise. Not so much a surprise for her, but a surprise for me. And it's a good story. So, Reagan knows me real well, and she knows this, that I'm a pretty compulsive shopper.
Oh, dear.
But I'm fairly stingy with money. That is why...
You like to shop around, but you don't necessarily always buy things.
No, yeah. Spending more than like $30 at a time kind of makes me want to throw up.
$30 a day, more like it?
No, just like it. Just depends.
Okay.
So, I'll get there. Okay. My job is fairly relaxed. I make my own schedule. I do kind of what I want as long as I get my deliveries done. And so
My diaper deliveries.
And so I get about 30 minutes for lunch. And then if I know...
You extend it to like an hour and a half of lunch.
No. Just some days when I'm really slow. So what I've figured out is my favorite stores dot the area. Mm-hmm. And free ad. A compulsive, stingy shopper.
Take a shot every time KJ says free ad or no free ads. Continue.
I've got a few today. Ross, Marshalls, Burlington, and Goodwill are my favorite places to go ever.
Can we get to the surprise? I'm really anxious.
I'm building up. This is how a good story goes. So, my job, I get about 30 minutes for lunch. So, I've learned how to eat and drive at the same time to maximize my downtime. I don't have to shop or I don't have to drive. And so, I might pop in to the nearest Ross, shop around, and I get obsessed with certain things. Mm-hmm. So maybe some days, let me go look at the t-shirts. Let me go look at the shorts, the hats, the socks. I just got out of an underwear binge.
Shoes. You've been in a shoe binge since the day I met you.
Yeah, but I'm always obsessed with swimsuits. Mm-hmm. By the way, I might just wear swimsuits casually because I have so many swimsuits.
Remember from last episode, positivity swimwear. It makes you feel good.
I know.
Are you wearing a swimsuit right now?
No. Took that picture, so I got to look good. But anyway... There's this one item I've been looking for, but it has to be the perfect item. It has to be perfectly functional and perfectly ironic as well.
Oh, OK. Okay.
And I finally found it today.
Okay. He's unzipping the backpack. He's
removing, I had to hide it from her.
Removing the surprise.
Just let me say, this thing's going to change my life. We will post a picture on it after these episodes drop. But here we go.
Oh my gosh. It's huge.
It is a fanny pack.
Uh-huh.
That has palm trees and
hibiscus flowers on
hibiscus
it.
Hibiscus flowers.
When are you ever going to use this?
All the time.
When?
Because I hate having things in my pockets. That's why I get so mad at you when you ask me to hold your keys.
You're going to roll up to work every day with a fanny
maybe
pack.
Maybe not work,
on.
But
oh my gosh.
If we're going to dinner, I'm like, yo, no, I got my wallet in here.
I won't go out in public with you.
Whatever.
You look like such a dad.
But that's exactly it. It's like, I'm not trying to look pretentious by wearing a fanny pack because it's a little ugly.
You might as well have just gotten the fanny pack that makes it look like you have a hairy beer belly.
No, that's too ironic. This is like, I'm wearing a fanny
it's
pack,
Steve
yeah.
Steve Madden. Did you see that?
It is Steve Madden, so it's quality. It's only $15.
So for those that didn't know, Steve Madden makes fanny packs now.
$15. Marshalls.
All right.
So it's not overly pretentious.
You better agree to
carry. But it's like,
carry,
yeah, I'm wearing a freaking fanny pack.
You better agree to carry some of my collection of Bath & Body Works hand sanitizers.
I can now.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some, and you have to carry them.
I have room to spare.
You have to use them. We're really emphasizing hand hygiene in this household.
Unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
We wanted to discuss one thing before we get started with our conspiracy theories. Somebody asked us to debate cats versus dogs. And this is something that KJ and I are very heated about because for the longest time we have wanted a dog, but we couldn't get one, so we got a cat.
And our lives are better, I would say, with a cat. All right, let me just start this out by saying cats are so underrated. They have such a bad rap.
They're so pretentious, though.
Think
about it.
Walt can be as cuddly as he wants to be. He can be as nice as he wants to be. But dogs, I will give this to dogs. They will be like, oh, you want to cuddle? Yeah, I'm down.
But okay,
you want to run around? I'll run around.
The reason that dogs will always trump cats.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Dogs
but I'm
will
just saying,
love you until the day they die. No matter how you treat them, no matter what you do, they will always love you. They will always want to be around you. Cats, particularly our cat, he will lay... let's say 15 feet away. 15? How far away do you think 15 feet is?
That
way? 10 feet?
10 5 feet. Yards.
He'll lay... That doesn't help. I don't know my measurements. He will lay however far away so that he's just close enough to watch us and make sure we're not going to bother him. But also, it's like a very subtle way of saying, I want to be close to you, but not so close that you think I like you.
Well, yeah. They're very selfish. They think of themselves. It's like,
but I think
if Walt wants attention...
thing.
He will make sure he gets that attention.
Yes.
But some days he's like, just leave me the hell
but
alone.
But he also can never show weakness. He can never let us know that he likes us.
No, he always rubs up on us and
yeah,
purrs.
Yeah, because he wants a treat.
And gets
let
neck
me give
rubs.
Context. I taught our cat that when he wants treats, he has to rub on my leg. And that's actually kind of hilarious because every time I bring in the treats out, I say, Walter, do me a rub. And then every time I say that, I'm like, if anybody else was in this house and heard me say that.
Well,
they would...
people just heard you say it right now.
I know, but I'm explaining it. It means he has to walk and rub up against my leg, but it sounds highly inappropriate. Do me a rub.
Yeah.
And just
probably won't say that
whoever
again.
Hears that probably thinks like, what language are they speaking? But like in cat and pet language, you say things on the daily like,
oh,
you
say the most embarrassing things.
You say them too.
I know, I'm saying us. I say we.
Yeah. Oh, did you do a lay down?
Doing a stretch-ums.
Oh, big stretch-ums.
We love our cat. We really do.
I think it's time to move on.
But dogs are way better.
We could.
I'd rather have 20 dogs than two cats.
I'd rather have 20 dogs
but
than
I
one
want,
cat.
But I like one cat.
I would trade.
He just totally jumped in that box.
I'm admitting this. I would trade Walter in for a dog any day.
Depends.
I love him, but I sometimes wish we hadn't have gotten him so that when we do get a dog, it's not going to be as hard.
Oh, he'll be fine. But I have a new ranking as I'm more of a cat person now. Way more of a dog person, but
you've converted to cat person.
I could be a cat person. I like big dogs, number one. Mm-hmm. Like knee-high dogs are considered
like
probably big
mini
dogs.
Mini Australian shepherds.
Yeah, anything bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And then cats, and then little yippy dogs.
Excuse
as much as I
you.
Love Titus,
I'm telling Titus
your
you
Yorkie.
That.
I just
what about
I,
Harley?
I'd rather Harley looks like a gopher. I would have a cat over a little Shih Tzu any day.
All right, moving on.
Okay, moving on.
Did Let you us have know anything what you think. Else you wanted to talk about in the intro before we actually get to the substance of this episode?
No.
Okay.
Let us know what you guys think about the cats and dogs thing.
Okay. So, I'm so excited for this.
I'm really excited.
Conspiracy theories are like a drug to me. Like,
and true crime.
Yeah, true crime. True crime a bit more so, but I know that we'll have many a true crime episode, so we figured we'd kick it off with conspiracy theories. We're going
to make these staples.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're going to be monthly, hopefully. But this conspiracy theory is wild. And it's going to make you
so excited.
Hate and lose your complete trust in the United States government. So, maybe not the government. This is a very specific
part. There's a lot of branches of the government you can't really trust.
So, let's get this party started and let's make some people hate the government. Just kidding. Don't hate
the
government.
Wow, we can get in trouble for that.
Let's cut that. A lot of people said that one of their favorite parts of our first episode was how many times I said, can we cut that? So I told KJ before we started this, I was like, let's not mess up today because I don't want to have to cut anything.
Yeah, I'm the one editing today, so okay, we'll see what happens.
I have 2 pages of notes on this. So
I have 3.
I need to... Yeah, yours are handwritten.
True.
Mine are typed because I'm...
And I just have arrows written everywhere.
Yeah, okay. So back in the 50s, the Korean War was ending. And all of our prisoners of war were coming back from wherever they were imprisoned. China, Korea, the Soviet Union. I, for one, didn't even know that there were other countries involved in the Korean War other than Korea. Uh-huh. But it seems like we have been in, like, butting heads with the Soviet Union and Russia for a long time. Like, maybe until the last couple decades have we been fine with them. Yeah. So Korean War was right after World War II, right? Like, there was, like, the Cold War.
There's been a war about every decade.
Yeah. So, anyways, our POWs are coming back, and some of them...
Prisoner of War.
I already said that. Oh. Some of them are coming back completely different. And not even just, like, PTSD. I've seen some...
Hold on. Good example. We love Marvel. I love Marvel. So, is this, like, Bucky? Mm-hmm. Are we leading? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think Bucky's story is inspired by what I'm about to talk about. Okay. So, I think you're really going to like this. I think the Winter Soldier is based loosely on this program.
Okay.
So, in fact, I didn't even realize that until you just said that. But this is exciting. So, anyways, they're coming back and they're not just like depressed, you know, post-traumatic stress, anything out of the ordinary that you would see in a post-military prisoner of war. They're like brainwashed. They're coming back and they're spouting off communism and telling their wives and their children and people around them that communism is the way to be. Communism is a great, I don't even know, is it a government style?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a dictatorship.
It's like they had been brainwashed into believing in communism while they were over there. So the CIA and the United States starts freaking out. And they're like, these Soviets and these people figured out how to brainwash our POWs somehow. And they believed it was through chemical warfare. And like, they started to call it brain warfare. And it kind of was like a fear that like swept the nation. Like people started hearing about it and they're like, oh my gosh. And you know, the good old United States, we always have to be ahead of everybody else.
Right.
Kind of like the moon landing. Completely different conspiracy theory for a different day. But we all know that the whole reason that the United States even entered the space race was because we were scared somebody was going to get there before us.
We had to beat communism.
Exactly. That's the same thing here. So, everybody's getting afraid of what's going on. Why are these people coming back brainwashed? Mm-hmm. And so the CIA decides, let's experiment. Yes. And the head of the CIA at the time was a man named Alan Dulles. And he approved a top secret CIA program named MK Ultra. Cue that applause.
Sounds intense.
It sounds crazy. Basically, MK was the company or the business entity that sponsored it. And then Ultra is a code name for top secret. Like seriously, nobody knew about it at the time. And it was approved for covert use of biological and chemical materials. And that's putting it lightly. That's like the icing or the tip of the iceberg, not the icing. I'm thinking of cupcakes.
Wow.
I'm hungry.
I made cookies yesterday.
It's true. Okay, so... MK Ultra experimented with electroshock therapy, hypnosis, polygraphs, radiation, and a variety of drugs, toxins, and chemicals. And their main one that they experimented with and that most of the controversy has come from is LSD. And they were using these things to study the idea of mind control, aka brain warfare. And LSD, from a nursing perspective, is lysergic acid diethylamide, or diethylamide, whatever. It's a hallucinogenic drug that causes altered thoughts, feelings, and awareness of one's surroundings. And only 20 micrograms is needed to produce an effect. So let's put that in perspective. A paperclip is 1 gram. And there are a million micrograms in 1 gram. So 20 micrograms.
It's not a lot. No. Is what you're saying.
It's tiny. Like not even the tip of a needle. I can't even imagine it in my mind. But if there's a million micrograms in 1 gram.
Only 20 micrograms?
Yeah. Wow. And one paperclip is a gram. I don't know. Crazy. It has no approved medical use. Just, you know, like there's some illicit drugs that are used medically. Like marijuana. But anyways, LSD, absolutely not. And it can cause, on the adverse side, it can cause panic attacks, acute psychosis, and flashbacks. So it basically, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, it initiates or it starts symptoms that you would normally see in, like, mental disorders. That this, and anyways, don't mess with LSD unless you're MK Ultra.
Don't do drugs.
Okay. So they did use other drugs. Just as a side note, they practiced IV administration of a barbiturate. So for those of you who don't know what an IV is, it's like a tube.
I was more confused on the barbiturate.
Barbiturate. You'll learn about that in nursing school. It's a sedative.
Oh.
Like, I can't think of an example off the top of my head. But anyways, they practiced using barbiturates. They'd give the patient that they were experimenting on, they'd put one IV in one arm, one IV in the other arm. And then they would push the sedative, the barbiturate, into the IV. And shortly later, they'd push an amphetamine into the other arm. So they'd give you a sedative, then they'd give you a stimulant. Mm-hmm. So they're like, go to sleep, wake the hell up. Like, let's go. And so basically, they would wait until the patient started to fall asleep from the effects of the barbiturate. And then they would push the amphetamines. And so they're messing with, like, sleep deprivation and then waking them right up. And it, like, just trying to figure out. Anyways, just crazy, shady, horrible things.
Right.
It is rumored. Actually, I'm gonna come back to that. So some participants volunteered. Some volunteered under coercion. Like, they were convinced to do it. Some did not even know that they were being tested on. And we'll get into that more.
Wow.
Participants... some of them consisted of mentally impaired boys at a state school/psychiatric facility, soldiers, sexual psychopaths at a state like where they keep psychiatric criminals. Mm-hmm. Did I already say prisoners? No, prisoners. And a lot of these prisoners only agreed to participate because they were promised extra like recreational time or like commuted sentences. And also... the CIA paid hospitals to allow them to conduct these experiments on terminal cancer patients. And wow. It's rumored that they even paid the cancer patients themselves to like let them, because they're like, you're going to die anyways. Let's just do this crappy, horrible thing on you and see. And if you die, oh, well, you were going to die anyways.
Right.
Not good.
That's crazy.
Not good. It's rumored that the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, mm-hmm. was experimented on. And
that explains that.
Well, I'll explain the whole Unabomber thing and why it's related to MKUltra, but I got to get a little forward. But he was rumored to have been a participant during his sophomore year at Harvard, long before the Unabombings happened, or the bombings. I don't know if it's even coined the Unabombings. But yeah, he was allegedly submitted to purposely brutalizing psychological experiment. I mean, just even thinking about pushing, like getting a barbiturate and then minutes later getting an amphetamine. Like, I don't know if it's because I have a nursing background and I understand how quickly those medications go into effect when they're pushed directly into your bloodstream. Like,
right.
And to go from a sedative to an amphetamine is like meth is an amphetamine. The long version of meth is methamphetamine.
Right.
And then there's like, I'm pretty sure ADD medications are amphetamines because it causes the opposite effect on kids with ADD. So basically giving like Adderall is an amphetamine, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have ADD or ADHD and you take Adderall, you're going to go crazy. That's why students in college take Adderall when they want to study.
I need some Adderall.
No, don't joke about that. So yeah, Ted Kaczynski rumored to have been involved. Here's a quote from a prisoner. His name was Whitey Bulger, and he was a former organized crime boss. And he wrote of his experience as an inmate test subject in MK Ultra. He said, this is kind of a weird quote, but I'll do my best to read it right. Quote, eight convicts in a panicked and paranoid state, Bulger said of the 1957 test at the Atlanta penitentiary where he was serving time. There was a total loss of appetite, hallucinating. The room would change shape. Hours of paranoia and feeling violent. We experienced horrible periods of living nightmares and even saw blood coming out of the walls. Guys would turn into skeletons in front of me. And I saw a camera change into the head of a dog. I felt like I was going insane.
Yeah.
So, and that was, I'm assuming, the LSD testing. So, 20 micrograms. They were probably giving him a bit more than 20 micrograms.
Probably.
Okay, so this is where it gets shady. Only one person is rumored to have died during these testings.
That's not bad, then.
Who do you think would have died during these? Like, who would your first guess be?
The cancer patients?
No. None of them died. Well, actually, I'll get to that at the end. The one person that died was a government researcher that was helping with MKUltra, and I'll share the story. It's crazy. Okay, November 18th, 1953, 10 government researchers, like scientists, were invited out to a cabin in the deep forest of Maryland, and they met CIA operatives that were in on MKUltra. And these operatives agreed before the scientists showed up that in order to truly understand the power of LSD, an, quote, unwitting experiment was necessary. Unwitting definition? These people didn't know that it was going to happen. Unwitting means you're completely unaware.
Right.
So the researchers arrive. One of them is Dr. Frank Olson. He was a researcher with the U.S. Army. He was specialized in studying biological weapons. The CIA operatives spiked the researchers' alcohol with LSD.
Ooh.
when they weren't paying attention. Or,
that's a trip.
Yeah. No joke. It's a literal trip. So most of the researchers were fine. They just kind of came down, then recovered, suffered no after effects. But in the days following, Dr. Olson began to show symptoms of paranoia and schizophrenia, which he had no previous history of, no family history of. Like, this was completely induced by the unknowing spiking of his drink with LSD. Complete bullcrap. 9 days later, at the Hotel Statworth in New York City, Dr. Olson was staying in a room with one of the CIA operatives whose last name was Lashbrook. I believe his first name was Robert. Yeah. Dr. Olson falls to his death from the 10th story hotel room through the window.
Coincidence?
No. Nope. Not a coincidence. The quote that Dr. Lashbrook gave, or Robert, whatever, Agent Lashbrook, is, quote, at approximately 2:30 a.m. on Saturday, November 28th, Lashbrook was awakened by a loud crash of glass. Olson had crashed through the closed window blind and the closed window, and he fell to his death from the window of our room on the 10th floor. Let's just make a note. The window was closed. There was, I believe, two panes of glass. So it's like double paned window.
It's not easy.
Nope. And not only that, there was a screen in front of the window. The closed window. And there might have, he might have even crashed through the blinds, because that's what it says in this quote, like blinds over the window. The U.S. government first described his death as a suicide, then a misadventure years later, and then finally, I'll get into that. But others called him out and said, no, this was murder. Like, he was dosed with LSD. 10 days later, commit suicide. Like, he was happy. He had three kids? I think so. So they're claiming that he was capable of getting such a good running start that he could crash through blinds, a screen, and 2 panes of glass.
Right.
And I might be over-exaggerating that. There might have not been, blinds in.
Right. Well, I feel like you could run faster than you could throw somebody.
Maybe.
Just, you think so? You know, devil's advocate.
Yeah. But either way.
Either way.
This is the moral question. Still not good. Do you consider this a suicide since it was induced by, paranoia, schizophrenia induced by LSD that he did not intentionally,
Well, if they ingest. Don't know that, then it would be classified as suicide because you don't really have anything else. But
the government knows this.
Well, not the police who
got but there. This is years. This went on for years.
Right.
People finding out about MKUltra. And I probably should have ordered this better. But so the CIA, MKUltra, the government blamed it on a nervous breakdown. After years of the Olson family trying to, file a lawsuit against the CIA, the CIA and the government finally settled out of court for $750,000. And this was in 1970s. Yikes. So that's a lot of money.
Got something to think about.
Yeah. And they received a formal apology letter from the president at the time. Can't remember his name. Didn't write it down.
70s? I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody I'm not even going to pretend like I know.
Okay. So this the conspiracy aspect of this is, why didn't Lashbrook call for help? Because I think the video I watched said that he was in the room for 10 minutes before somebody on the ground outside the hotel got somebody up to the room. And Lashbrook never called 911. Nothing. He did call somebody. And the recording shows there's it was 2 sentences total. He said, the person picked up and he said, well, he's gone. And the man on the other end of the line said, well, that's too bad.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Savage.
Wild. So a second autopsy was performed maybe 20 years after his death because they were exhuming his body to move it closer to another family member. And they're like, well, you're digging him out of the ground already. We might as well perform a second autopsy now that the drama and the craziness has died down. The coroner, who does autopsies?
I think
coroner?
So.
Okay. They found blunt force trauma on the head and the chest. So it makes sense that he would have blunt force trauma from hitting the window. But the coroner confirmed that this blunt force trauma was it was dealt before he even went out the window.
Right.
So it was confirmed that something happened in the hotel room before he even fell. So the family has always believed that he was murdered because he became critical of what the MKUltra was doing. Mm-hmm. So 4 years after MKUltra was shut down, all of the documents related to it were ordered to be destroyed. So that's why it's a conspiracy, because we don't have anything confirming that this was ethical, that it was horrible.
Doesn't sound ethical.
No, but there's nothing the CIA can do to defend themselves or prove
they did something.
Yeah. I mean, there's no going either way.
Right.
But what we do know is what happened to Dr. Olson, and I mean, it's pretty obvious, and I'm pretty sure there's some documents left that prove that they tested with LSD, because people did, I almost said science projects. That's definitely sixth grade. But yeah, there's write-ups about the use of LSD that came from their experiments. So we know that they messed with LSD. And the scientists that were there at the cabin can confirm that they were dosed with LSD. So there is a Netflix series about this. It focuses specifically on Dr. Olson's death, but it's pretty good. It's pretty they dramatize it really well, and I'm pretty sure it's more of a documentary kind of thing, but Dr. Olson's son is one of the primary people that they're interviewing, and he's got some good points. But it's called Wormwood. I think it's 6 episodes long. They're an hour long each. It's pretty good. I'm almost done with it.
Nice.
Yeah, so
let's watch it.
Listeners, go watch Wormwood. Let me know what you think about this dark time in the government's history. So, the way that this conspiracy translates into today is fun. So, you and I have watched the Shane Dawson video about Cardi B and how she, freezes up that one time when she's on the red carpet. And she's
the lady behind her.
Yes. So, she's not the only one. I watched the most unnerving video showing Cardi B, Lady Gaga, Shaq, What's Shaq? Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
The Shaqtus.
Yeah. Britney Spears and this one random dude. The one that scared me the most was Shaq. He was on like a basketball talk show, and they sit at like those big long tables. Yeah. He's on the far left. There's two other guys. He just freezes and he just stares straight ahead. Like that's his face.
How long ago?
I don't know. This video was compiled of different videos of people, but so he freezes, stares off into space. And these other two guys keep talking. They don't even realize that he's not contributing to the conversation anymore. But it is the most unsettling thing I've ever seen. Like, he just stares off into space, and it goes on for, I think they said, 3 minutes. He doesn't move.
What?
I don't even think he blinks. It was wild. And then the Cardi B one is very subtle. But, yeah, she just, like, all of a sudden stares. Like, her jaw locks. Yeah. The one of Lady Gaga, some people claim that she was just doing hard drugs during that time, and so that's why she was crazy. But the Britney Spears one was whack. Anyways, it's weird. And the reason that people relate this to MKUltra is they believe that in the last 20-ish years, MKUltra has continued underground. And they've continued dosing civilians and possibly celebrities in their water. Ooh. And you know how they say that there's fluoride in the general population's water supply? Uh-huh. There might be LSD. I should not whisper that. There might be LSD in our water supply. But I don't know how much I believe it, because why would they only dose celebrities? But also, it's not all celebrities. It's a randomized selection of celebrities like Shaq and Britney Spears. And
right.
Anyways, so the reason that that these people are believed to freeze up is there are trigger words, kind of like Bucky. That's why I just realized, like, this makes perfect sense. There's trigger words. And one person said that Cardi B's trigger word was good, because in that interview, the lady right before Cardi B froze up said something and said good.
And how you think that happened more often, though? Because good is a fairly common word.
Yeah. And so that's why I don't know how much I believe that, like, Cardi B was involved.
Or do you think it's like somebody controlling them? Like, that's what there's I'm not saying. Really a trigger word. It's just like
it's the mind control that the MKUltra. Well, yeah,
but it's
studying.
Like someone can like flip a switch and it's like shorts out for a minute.
Yeah, but or maybe it wasn't the word good, and maybe that lady that was behind her said something somewhere. She heard her trigger word, just like Bucky with whatever his list of words were. So it's just. There's the trigger words, the proper term for them is pre-hypnotic suggestions. Mm-hmm. So it's believed that these people were experimented on and they were brainwashed into being turned into essentially like slave soldiers when their trigger words are said. And that's where Ted Kaczynski comes in, because some people believe that the Unabomber, the shooter in the movie theater, and the school shooter in Florida. And, those are the only ones I had written down. Those three people and potentially many other, like, violent acts could have been done because the government used their trigger words and said, go do this. And I've brainwashed them.
Wasn't, Lee Harvey Oswald? I believe he fought in the Korean War.
Wait, so who did Lee Harvey Oswald
He shot JFK.
JFK. Yeah, I so mean, I if you know. Think about it.
Whatever you think about
I hate
JFK
to be, I assassination. Hate to get political, but
might do that one.
Yeah. I hate to get political, but what if somebody wanted to push the gun control issue, and so they used MKUltra mind control to force these people into going and committing these horrific acts with guns so that they could start a conversation?
There is this guy named Alex Jones who talks a lot about conspiracies, and he gets kind of dark, like with like Sandy Hook. Yeah. And saying,
oh, that's one I will never touch.
Not that it was staged, but it wasn't. It just didn't happen. It was forced. Just kind of that.
I wouldn't touch Sandy
Hook. Well, it's just kind of like the same reason you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like the guy.
No, but it's just so sensitive.
No, yeah. But yeah, that's very realistic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much I believe it. I believe that these people that committed these acts are absolutely evil, evil humans, and that we shouldn't be using MKUltra to excuse their actions.
Oh no,
it's just
unless
conspiracies
true.
Are entertaining,
right?
You know,
yeah,
to think
we
about,
don't
like
endorse
holy crap the government is
any
doing,
of these. We're just talking, having fun.
Yeah, Okay, I only have a few more things to say about this. Apparently athletes, like football players, mm-hmm. pay to, you know, go under these, I don't even want to call them experiments anymore. They will pay to be dosed with LSD or whatever and be trained to be put into a hypnotic state of mind and be put in a mode, like a winning mode. And so there's like rumors that some athletes have undergone like MK Ultra experimentation to be, you know, now susceptible to these trigger words. And when these trigger words are used, they go into this like
freak,
like robot like state right. where they don't feel any pain, and they are just, I think, what else did I write? They're just in a, their state of mind is just win, do whatever right. you have to do. I don't care if I get injured, I don't feel pain. Like, so
that's wild.
Well,
what if also, like some of these celebrities, how kind of like Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. as a young, from young age, she was like, she seemed to have it all together, but at a certain point, she just seemed to like snap. And then it was like,
MK Ultra.
Boom, she's kind of, she lost it.
Maybe Disney's involved with MK Ultra.
I believe that 100%. Disney's involved. There's such a weird like ratio of like Disney actors and actresses that kind of go off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
And like have to go to rehab, and
I mean, you could argue that either suicide, way, because
just crazy stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Demi Lovato.
At Demi Lovato, yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
There's a recent one.
Britney Spears wasn't Disney. No, yeah, she was. She was on the Mickey Mouse Club. I don't know.
I can't. There's another one.
Selena Gomez didn't. She just had lupus. I don't know. If you can remember, send us a DM. I think that okay. So back to, is the CIA dosing the citizens of the United States without our knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
What if the mentally ill population is mentally ill because their water supply is being dosed with LSD?
Or they're more susceptible?
Or why is the prevalence of mental illness spiking so horrifically right now?
That's very true.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know the science behind. I mean,
well, what do you classify as? This might be off topic, but what do you classify as mental illness?
Okay. Well, I just took an exam on this. So you've got your depression, your severe anxiety, you know, further than just having generalized mild to moderate anxiety. You've got your generalized anxiety disorder. You've got your bipolar disorder, schizophrenic, schizoaffective, borderline personality, those are the general ones.
I think those later ones are definitely,
yeah, like something Dr. that Olson presented with symptoms of paranoia and schizophrenia.
Right. Days. So that's what a lot of like this marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of like psychotic episodes. Yeah. Like people take psychotic breaks.
You can't mess with your mind. You can't.
No, exactly.
And that's what drugs do.
So what if, just saying, off the cuff. What if marijuana might be laced with
LSD? This?
Yeah, because no. The government, listen.
Okay.
The government wants to control mm-hmm. the production and like distribution of marijuana. So like, yeah, they might make it legal, but mm-hmm. they want all the control over it. So
I think you're on
a little cynical.
You're on a good tangent there, but I heard that the reason that marijuana is starting to cause such more intense side effects is because the marijuana produced now versus the marijuana that was produced in the 80s now has way higher levels of THC.
Joe Rogan talked about that every episode.
Don't give him sponsor.
Hey, or
don't,
if we could get him on here, I'll do what it takes.
We're not going to get Joe Rogan on our,
I can get on there,
married couple podcast.
I want to go on his. That's a goal.
Okay. Do you have any questions about MKUltra?
Not right now. I'll ask you tonight, probably, when I think of them.
Well, I think I might try to find your trigger words.
Oh, what if I'm like a secret agent? What if I'm like, what if I'm Captain America, but like, you gotta like find the trigger.
Back to the Bucky thing. It really, let me Google it. I think it's very I'm gonna Google similar, and see if.
Because we just watched. We need to watch
Civil War.
Civil War kind of goes, I think the Winter Soldier.
Oh, the Winter Soldier.
Goes way more into it.
Is Bucky Barnes based on?
But his was more of, oh no, I remember he was, they did use the sleep deprivation thing
mm-hmm.
for sure. And they used like images, like illusions, hypnosis and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm exactly. sure drugs. I think they gave him stuff. Well, yeah. he became superhuman, so they obviously gave him the Captain America thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need a Marvel podcast.
Let's face it, the very name. Yet, MK Ultra folklore is inextricably wrapped up in one of the most currently popular characters in movies and comic books, the yes. Winter Soldier. Nice catch, babe.
See?
Like, within 5 minutes of me talking about MK Ultra, you're like...
Not even. Give MK me better Ultra. Credit.
I mean, Bucky.
Bucky. Bucky Barnes.
Yeah. But yeah, that's an interesting...
The next Captain America.
Pop Wait, culture. Quick. What? What? No. Cap's gonna die. They're gonna replace him.
I heard a better... I heard a way happier alternate mm-hmm. instead of Captain America dying. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
They go back in time,
mm-hmm.
and he never goes in the ice, and he lives his life with that.
Does
with
that mean that it reverses like a kind of like a time travel?
So
warp,
if there's
though?
No Captain America, there's no so and so and so and so. So we have.
That's not gonna happen. That would ruin everything. You know what they say about time travel is if you even go back and take a different
the butterfly effect.
Yeah. Okay.
We're really excited for the next Avengers.
Hey, it's a month away from today.
I know.
On the day
we
were
recording this. I have a lot of anxiety these days. I'm waiting for my nursing school letter. I'm waiting for Avengers. This podcast gives me anxiety sometimes. Bad anxiety, just anxious about it.
Maybe it's because the water you drink is being dosed with LSD.
No, we have a Brita water filter.
Yeah, but these... These bottles that we get
from
Water
and
Ice.
They're clean.
Oh, come on. Water and Ice could be tied up with MK Ultra. Maybe the ice cream is dosed with LSD.
I wish. Maybe that's why it's so good. Anyway.
All right. That's MK Ultra.
Sorry, broke off mic.
Oh, my gosh. I told... Okay, go.
All right. You're going to know about this as soon as I mention it. The Twitter voicemail?
I've never heard of this.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
It was huge just about a year ago.
Okay, tell me.
And so Shane Dawson did a little bit of this, but I found this guy. I have his YouTube, Shenatonic, S-H-E-N-O-A-O-T-I-C.
Okay.
He does a three-part video about this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to understand, but he gets it.
Okay.
So I'm... The first little bit I got from Shane Dawson.
Okay.
So this guy, his name's Ty. I don't have his Twitter handle, but he deleted the Twitter. Got a voicemail from like this robotic, people think it's a Siri. That's what mm-hmm. people think
okay.
it might be fake, but it sounds nothing like Siri.
Mm-hmm.
And
can we play the voicemail into the mic? Wait, you keep talking,
you can pull
look
it
up.
So basically, you know the military alphabet, like...
Yeah.
Alpha, beta, Charlie. Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot. And so it was like a minute and a half, just string of like these words.
Okay.
But people know they can put it together to make stuff.
I remember what this is now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to die.
You know where I'm going?
Yes. You're doing my favorite
conspiracy theory right now.
Okay. Keep going. I got to find it.
So basically, people put this together and it gives you a sentence, and I'll read it. It says, "Danger, SOS. It is dire for you to evacuate. Be cautious. They are not human." So, and it also gave coordinates to a place very close to where Malaysian flight 370 lost radar contact. This is Reagan's all-time favorite thing in the world.
Okay, wait. I think I have the voicemail.
Okay.
Delta, Alpha, November, Golf, Echo, Romeo, Sierra, Oscar, Sierra, India, Tango, India, Sierra, Delta, India, Romeo, Echo, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Yankee, Oscar, Unicorn. Well, we get it.
So it just keeps going like that.
So it goes like that for a good minute and a half.
And remind me what it spells out.
Danger, SOS. It is dire for you to evacuate. Be cautious. They are not human.
Oh my gosh.
So it was somebody who follows this Thai guy who made the connection to the Malaysian flight. And also another kid said that could be from the black box on mm-hmm. the plane.
Yeah.
There's a lot of backlash to that one.
Yeah.
Because the guy said, in an emergency, they say, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
Yeah.
They don't say SOS. And it wouldn't say evacuate.
Wait, can I put, like,
go
do a little input? This is completely irrelevant to your story, but it just makes me so sad. Do you want to know, I think the last thing that one of the pilots said, or maybe this is just...
I don't have
Then maybe this isn't it. I just saw it on Twitter. It was the anniversary of when MH370 disappeared, and people were saying, good night, Malaysia flight MH370, good night. And I just, makes me want to cry.
Yeah, I know. That is in here. I talk about that. Because this guy goes into such a hole about this. Mm-hmm. It's kind
only
of
the best
kind
people
of
do.
Amazing.
Okay.
It is spectacular. So
in the worst way possible.
In the worst, absolute worst way possible.
Okay.
So this account messages Ty in an Indonesian like text.
Mm-hmm.
It said,
which would make sense, right?
It makes a lot of sense, but a lot of people have backlash on this because it's too proper grammar.
Oh.
So like you learn Spanish in school, but it's not how
the
people
translation's
talk in
not perfect. Yeah.
It's too perfect.
Oh,
is what they're saying.
But you're saying.
Yeah. So we got a text, somebody translated it. It says they are taking over 41818. So people are taking that as April 18th, 2018.
Is that the day? No. Okay,
there's another theory behind that.
That day's already passed though.
I know. But there's another theory, it's not a date.
Okay.
I'll get there. And then there's right before this Thai guy got this email or this message. There's a guy took a picture of his house, just like with the flash.
Of Ty's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like 2 or 3 days before. He was in his car. Someone walked up, just flashed his house, and then just went back.
Hate that.
Yeah. So this guy brought up the black box. It's like, this could be the last message. Kind of like the black box. It would be a human voice, though.
What I was thinking.
It'd
why
be
would
recording? I don't
and
know why
it would
be
automated. Spoken in a different language. Why would you
pilots
automate?
All have to learn English?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's the universal like.
What language do people in Malaysia speak?
Indonesian.
That's okay. So that's why that message was in Indonesian.
So
okay. That
guy will ties in later. Mm-hmm. Okay. So remember that guy. I don't have his Twitter. Who messaged Ty in Indonesian?
The 841.
No,
blah, blah, blah.
It was a different guy. This guy messaged him in Morse code.
Oh dear.
And I don't.
There's too many messages.
So black box. So if that is the black box, they did encounter something not human.
All
which
right.
we will. I want to do an alien one because I have a different theory on aliens. Than
well, you know
people.
That quote that just gives you chills every time you hear it. It says there's two possibilities: we're either alone in the universe or we're not, and both are equally as terrifying.
And being our religion, we know there's worlds without end, so there are aliens. That's a different podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Save it.
I have to sneeze. Do we have to
save
pause
it for
it?
The broadcast?
Do
just
I sneeze on the
mic? Sneeze off mic. Don't sneeze on the mic. I might accidentally use yours. Okay. So people following Ty stalk this account, one of the accounts, and this guy posts a lot of like very encrypted stuff, and they found one video that it was. It was the Malaysian airline, the last like 20 seconds of what he said. The pilot says goodnight, Malaysia, whatever. Oh. It was all in reverse. So for some reason, they had it reversed. And they had a thermal radar image of an airplane. For looked like it was from like the bottom, from behind it. Kind of creepy. It could be any airplane.
Yeah.
But it was very suspicious.
Ooh.
He posts the weirdest. I watched some of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
They seem too random to not mean something.
Okay.
I
don't think anything about this story is random.
No, I don't.
There is something truly,
I don't think so at all,
terrifying going on.
Freaking plane disappeared with 270 people.
Vanished.
Okay. Sorry, I cannot read this.
Do you need to pause?
No. Okay, I read that. Okay, so this account was called April 666, and now I think it's Cicadia 370 is this account that's posting all this weird stuff.
Ugh.
And his YouTube video is Country Bluff, in case I forget to say it. He has all the stuff still on
his YouTube video or his YouTube name?
YouTube name is County Bluff.
County or country?
County. I said it right.
You said country.
County Bluff. But, yeah, it was just these super weird pictures. And they decrypted one.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Goodness gracious, this is bad. Okay, I found it. So this is a longer message that they encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
You may not find 370, but you can find what caused it go 370. It's kind of bad okay. English. So, yeah. And you don't have to find who caused it. They will thus find you.
Oh.
They are not different beings. They are within us. Hence, we are them. Please don't make a mistake. Please don't mistake them as other beings that are you related, unrelated. So we're related to them.
No way.
You are going to choose yourself. You going to find the cosmos being.
Oh my gosh.
Reason I'm sending the earth beings this message is because I'm disguising myself from your ancestors. Hence, this is a final goodbye.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Creepy. Very creepy. And there's just tons of these.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're just really encrypted. Just random. But there's multiple accounts that kind of go back and forth with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That it could be the same person, but I don't know. It's weird.
It could be one person
creating a couple accounts to kind of make this look legit. But it's too fake. To not be real. It looks too random.
Yeah. Holy balls. Am I allowed to say that?
I think.
Okay. Oh, see, the thing about these, like, conspiracies is, for the moment, you just have to entertain yourself and believe in it. Like, 5 minutes later, you can be like, no, like, it wasn't aliens. But for the moment, it is so fun and so, like, not even fun, but, like, intriguing and devastating to believe in this stuff.
Right. And so this County Bluffs guy posts a lot of videos about 41818.
I can't get you saying Country Bluff out of my head.
County Bluffs.
Just a good old country bumpkin.
Whatever he's saying, it sounds like he's involved in it.
Okay.
Like he sounds like he really knows something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the County Bluffs guy kind of says you won't notice what happens.
So it's like going on.
Yeah, you're not even going to notice.
What if it's
anything different?
What if it's going on in a parallel universe and that's where the plane went?
I don't buy parallel universe.
Oh, I totally do.
I don't buy that. But then he talks about this hybrid DNA and talks about bunkers in the Denver airport and how
this is getting too twisted.
That's used. I know. It's so deep. And how Denver airport. That's definitely on the list.
Uh-huh.
So
our future sister-in-law would love you if you do that one.
We might have her do it.
Oh, maybe.
So video 3. So this hybrid Klin gene, I believe, appeared on a County Bluff video.
Klin gene?
Klin gene. I think it's a altered gene, like gene therapy, stuff.
Sure, okay.
Fake genes.
Okay.
You know? It is a genetic disorder. And the guy said it's kind of used for survival. Like, it might help you survive certain things.
Like some
get more acclimated. Yeah, enhancement. And get more acclimated to.
Acclimated
to whatever.
We
got to
have at least
on.
One every episode. Me
There's been two
you.
Already.
What? What else did
Maybe.
You say?
I don't know.
I think you're right.
But this gene is available. It's not as hard to get, but it's available. I think you can buy it on the dark web, at least.
Yikes.
Cataloged as 41818. So, this gene may or may not have some... Maybe is what's being referred to as 41818.
And maybe these people that have bought and used this gene are the reason that MH370 disappeared?
We don't know.
Because they're...
Keep that note.
Okay.
Hold on to that. So, there's another message that they got. So turns out there's a community of these people who seem to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a long message. Basically, they're talking about like the reemerging of the Cold War.
Ugh.
But more of a US-Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
isn't that what it was the first time? US
what?
And the Soviet Union?
Yeah, that was the Cold War, but now it's reemerging.
Okay.
As conflicts. I kind of have a devil's advocate theory about these people. But let me see if I have anything else. Okay. And then they talk about how Flight 370 maybe had an experimental materials for weapons.
Like on board?
On board. So that is why it may have been shot down.
Yeah, but if it was shot down, why haven't we freaking found it?
I don't know.
It's so crazy
to me. I don't know. So it may not be aliens. I want it to be aliens.
Yeah. Because I just want them to find it.
Yeah.
But I at think this rate, if it was in the ocean, what state of decomposition do you think those bodies would be in?
Oh, barely unrecognizable.
Ugh.
But I think these people, I don't think they really know what they're going on. I think they may be former employees of the government.
Mm-hmm. Trying to cause
something. Yeah, but they believe wholeheartedly that Trump might actually start a nuclear war with Vladimir Putin.
I prefer to say Putin. It makes me laugh.
So I think
Putin is pants.
So they may or may not know anything. They probably believe Trump's this crazy, insane guy who just wants to start wars. What?
Sorry, I can't stop laughing.
Why are you laughing at me?
Putin is pants.
So this could be a possibility. This might be like a third World War III scenario.
Started by a voicemail.
Yeah. That's or crazy. Started with this plane getting shot down.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it got shot down.
What if it's just like a Lost scenario? Like, that's what a lot of people are talking about.
But so I don't know.
Lost gets stupid.
Like, what was the scenario with Lost?
I don't know. That's the thing. Well, it's like a plane disappears.
Yeah.
But and actually, no, it doesn't disappear. They're dead. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I don't. You have to read.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Yeah.
Well, okay. So
I will not.
I'm scared of everyone now.
Yeah. If that was too complicated, let me know. Because I'm not doing. We'll do different conspiracies in the future, and they won't be that weird.
We just covered like three huge ones, though. We did MKUltra. I mean, there was a separate conspiracy about like Cardi B and all them, but I just kind of tied that into MKUltra. And then
I love celebrity conspiracy theory.
I do too. Wendy Williams passing out on live television.
That's the one I was thinking of.
What, for MKUltra?
Yeah. I was like, there's another scenario where it's some lady just like.
She looks out into the audience and she looks horrified. Yeah. And then she just like falls over. But I don't know. I believe her when she says she was just dehydrated. And
I don't believe anything.
It looks like she had a stroke or a seizure, like a very mild seizure where she just kind of lost. I don't know.
She was moving too much to have a stroke.
Yeah, strokes, so that's why I changed it to a seizure.
What if that's what strokes are?
What?
Because a stroke, yeah. A stroke, you just like.
No, there's been studies like done stared. Of a patient who is in an MRI machine when they're having a stroke, and it shows the blockage of blood vessels in the brain.
That's true.
But, I mean, good point. Maybe somebody who has claimed they had a stroke actually was under MKUltra mind control.
Very possible. Know.
Pretty phantasmic ideas going on here, but those are our conspiracy theories.
These are it for today.
Yeah.
We definitely have a lot more. And if you don't want to see the conspiracy theories ever again because we suck, let us know.
Oh, stop.
We're more than we'll do other stuff. Like, we got a whole bunch of
crime.
Stuff. Going.
Oh, my gosh. The JonBenet episode that's coming.
Oh, goodness.
You're not going to be able to get a word in edgewise.
You might just have your own episode about that.
You'll just come home. I'll be sitting at the kitchen table like, JonBenet was blah, 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 blah.
I'll show you. I taught you how to turn this on so you can.
I'm not doing
you can
my
do
own episode. This is a you and me thing.
I know.
Anyways, we did want to make you guys aware of some things. We are still waiting on iTunes. We are on Spotify, Stitcher, and SoundCloud currently. We're waiting for approval from Google Podcasts and iTunes. iTunes, it said it was only supposed to take 24 to 72 hours, but we have not.
So it's barely. It's
yeah, I'm
almost
checking my email right now. It's almost been 24 hours because we had an issue with the first time we submitted. So, yeah, iTunes should be sometime this week. And then Google Podcasts, I'm not sure if anybody even listens.
I don't know what that's about.
But, yeah, we did it anyways. SoundCloud is up. Okay, and if you like us and if you want us to keep coming back, we would love it if once we're up on iTunes, if you could subscribe.
Yes.
Is that even the right word?
Subscribe.
Is that a YouTube thing only? Subscribe.
No, it's
or iTunes. Like follow it, whatever, so that you get updates when we post new episodes. And leave us a review. And
please.
Like at least, be honest, but like a 4-star would be good.
Right.
I don't know what we deserve.
2 or 3 stars? Because like, what really are you trying to do? Like people who leave like
not
two star,
be a decent person.
Yeah. Just like, so, if you don't like it, don't listen to us. But if you love us, make sure you let everybody know.
Yeah.
Share us. Shout us out on Instagram. We will try our best to get, you know, involved with everybody who reaches out to us and asks questions. And
yeah. Next thing, if you or somebody you know wants to be a guest on the podcast, if you have a story, if you have a life experience, or, you know, like, if you're a decent person that's doing something good for the world, just email
us. Like we said last time, hilarious person.
Yeah, that's, we love funny that's fine. People. Yeah. You can email us at thedecentpeoplepodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram.
At Decent People Podcast.
It's The Decent People Podcast.
The Decent People
Podcast. We like to make things difficult.
Right.
But and then last thing, we are recording 2 more episodes before this week is over. But they won't be released. I think we're releasing this one tomorrow. And then our third. We're trying to get 3 episodes out during the first week so that when new listeners go to our page, there's already 3 episodes ready for consumption. So after that, we will be settling into weekly. We'll be releasing on Mondays.
We'll try to. Well, yeah. Once we figure this out and like the timeline of all this, we'll try to get them out on Mondays.
Yeah. We figure Mondays the worst
kind
day
of
the week.
And for podcasts.
Yeah. And then the episode that we're recording on Friday is with KJ's little sister and her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is a D1 college-bound football kicker.
Yep, he's going punter. To Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. And they're going to be coming on to read senior confessions and hilariously embarrassing stories from high school. So we have almost as many as we need. But the episode needs to be a little bit longer, and so we do need a few more senior confessions and high school embarrassing stories. Doesn't matter if you're in high school anymore, if you've graduated, or if you're not a senior, you can still send us your embarrassing story.
Yep.
You can
send them directly to us or to the podcast, whichever is easier
same thing,
for you.
Email it or DM it. Is that it? We need to read our quotes.
Oh, yeah.
What were you just going to say?
I would say we can't thank you guys enough, honestly. Mm-hmm. We are a little overwhelmed with how much kind of love and support we've been getting.
Yeah.
I believe we're like months and months ahead of where we would be.
Yeah.
I was like, there's going to be like 50 people who follow us. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be doing this just for fun.
But no, we're already almost at 300 followers.
Really, 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 really excited.
I think the most shocking part was that I got the email that it had been approved on Stitcher while I was in class. So I just like put it out on our story and I was
surreal.
Like, oh, okay. Like, I'll just let people know, like, if they've ever wanted to listen to a podcast on Stitcher, or if they do, that they could pull it up and listen to it. And within, like, 45 minutes, I got screenshots of people listening to it.
Just like,
people
never
at Highland were coming up to your sister in the hallway and being like, look, and showing that it was playing on their phone. And I was like, what? Like, these people don't even have Stitcher, but they're going out of their way to listen to our podcast on Stitcher. And then a couple hours later.
In class, even.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, and then a couple hours later, it was up on Spotify. And then it just kind of snowballs.
iTunes needs to move.
I just want iTunes
their butt. Because it's just so easy. Everyone has an iPhone.
And then they can subscribe and leave reviews. You can't do that on anything else.
So we're trying to make this as easy as possible for you guys. And you guys are literally the best.
The best. I've gotten people
all-time
telling us
best.
That we are like naturals. And I'm like, oh, really? I don't think so.
This is the second time I've ever talked to a mic.
But, I was going to say that getting through studying last night and getting through that exam was the way that I got through it was just like looking forward to recording this episode. Yeah.
I know.
So. All right. Quote time.
Yes.
You went first last time.
All right. You go first then.
Okay. Let me pull it up. I was going to try and do a funny one, but I guess I'm just not a funny person. Okay. This quote does not have a like, I almost said citation. I've been in college too long. Okay. Oh, wait. Before we tell our quotes, you need to tell the story of what happened on Sunday.
Okay. Wait, where was I?
Wait, what?
I came home.
No, you were just out here and I was in the room.
Anyway, I walked into our bedroom and Reagan, she was on her bed, on her laptop, and her lips were blue. She looked dead. Literally, her eyes were closed. And for like half a second, I was like, her lips are blue. She's dead. what am I going to do? And then I was like, she's probably asleep. And then like half a second later, she like jerked herself awake. But it was just so funny. You had the funniest like sleep look on your face. And
I probably had, because you're kind of
sitting
chin
up. So you, like, you're kind of hunched over a little bit. But it was funny.
We need to explain why my lips were blue, babe.
I said you're eating blueberries.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, well, she was eating blueberries and her lips were blue. And then her hands, all her whole hand was blue.
No, just the tips of my fingers. Well, but yeah, if you didn't know that I had been eating frozen blueberries, my fingers would have looked completely cyanotic. My lips were.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was hysterical.
That was so funny.
Okay, back to quotes. All right. Mine is, if I can get my phone. Okay, the microphone is like in front of my face. So I go to open it with Face ID and it's like, no. Okay. When a door closes, knock on it a few times, but if it still doesn't open, let it stay closed. In your career, in love, in life, when you see the period at the end of the sentence, don't try and turn it into a comma. Know when something is over and move on. But I just liked how it said, knock on the door a few times. Like, don't give up if something doesn't go your way the first time. You know, try again a few times, and then if things keep not working out, then maybe it's time to pick something else.
There you go.
So, there you go. All right, KJ.
Mine is from my top three all-time favorite movies, The Sandlot.
What's your other two favorite movies?
Forrest Gump.
Oh,
and...
But I Love You, Jenny.
I don't know what to think about that.
Okay.
That's hard.
One of the Avengers movies, probably, right?
That's just a group. I can't...
I know. That's how I am with Harry Potter. It's like, you don't get to tell me that I have to pick a favorite Harry Potter movie. No. I'm grouping all eight into my top three favorite movies.
Okay. So, this is Babe Ruth. Doesn't actually say this in real life, but in the movie he says this. Remember, kid, there's heroes and then there's legends. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Follow your heart, kid, and you'll never go wrong. Aww. And we could substitute that with decent people.
Wait, that's during his like really trippy dream, right?
Yeah.
What if it's because he was being dosed with LSD?
Oh, goodness. Alrighty.
But decent people never die?
Decent people never die.
Well, it's like that quote that says that what you say to somebody doesn't matter, but how you treat them, they'll always remember.
There you go.
So if you're a decent person to everybody, they're not going
to... Yeah. And you don't have to do something grand every day to be a decent person. Mm-hmm. It's saying what's up to the kid in school.
It's don't ditch class. Or if you're going to ditch class, don't sign the attendance sheet.
Do what you got to do.
School. Self-care, right?
School is...
I came home, got some work done.
A question mark. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you guys so much.
Yep.
We were out of here.
What was our sign off?
Keep
being decent.
Keep Ready? Being...
Wait, we have to say the same. One, two, three.
Keep being decent.
Okay, goodbye.
Love you.